Wow, he was making me feel bad. I'm sorry, I said. I'm just a yucker. What? The sports guy asked. I'm a nervous dude, I said. I throw up before games. I think I'm just sort of metaphorically throwing up on you. I'm sorry. The thing is, the best player on Wellpinit, Rowdy, he used to be my best friend and now he hates me. He gave me a concussion that first game. And now I want to destroy him. I want to score 30 points on him. I want him to remember this game forever. Wow, the sports guy said, you're pissed. Yeah. You want me to say that stuff on camera? Are you sure you want to say that? Yeah. All right, let's go for it. They set up the camera again and the sports guy put the microphone back in my face. Arnold, you're facing off against the number one ranked Wellpinit Redskins tonight and their all-star Rowdy, who used to be your best friend back when you went to school on the reservation. They beat you guys pretty handily back in December and they gave you a concussion. How does it feel to be playing them again? I feel like this is the most important night of my life, I said. I feel like I have something to prove to the people in Reardon, the people in Wellpinit, and to myself. And what do you think you have to prove? The sports guy asked. I have to prove that I am stronger than everybody else. I have to prove that I will never give up. I will never quit playing hard. And I don't just mean in basketball. I'm never going to quit living life this hard, you know. I'm never going to surrender to anybody. Never, ever, ever. How bad do you want to win? I never wanted anything more in my life. Good luck, Arnold. We'll be watching. The gym was packed 2 hours before the game. 2,000 people yelling and cheering and stomping in the locker room. We all got ready in silence. But everybody, even Coach, came up to me and patted my head or shoulder or bumped fists with me or gave me a hug. This was my game. This was my game. I mean, I was still just the second guy off the bench, just a dude who provided instant offense, but it was all sort of warrior stuff too. We were all boys desperate to be men, and this game would be a huge moment in our transition. Okay, everybody, let's go over the game plan, Coach said. We all walked over to the chalkboard area and sat on folding chairs. Okay, guys, Coach said, we know what these guys can do. They're averaging 80 points a game. They want to run and run and run, and when they're done running and gunning, they're going to run and gun some more. Man, that wasn't much of a pep talk. It sounded like Coach was sure we were going to lose.